Shir HaShirim, Shir HaShirim, Perek Hey, Posuk, according to this, Posuk Tes, okay? Perek Hey, Posuk Tes. Let's see what it says. She says to the Bnei Yerushalayim that Timsus Doidi, tell him Shecholas Ahava Matagiduloi, Shecholas Ahava Oni. Somebody just told me a nice word in Matagiduloi. I said, "But Matagiduloi." What are you asking? What will you tell him? Shecholas Ahava says, "Say Matagiduloi, Shecholas Ahava Oni." So it sounds like the Klal Yisrael is so concerned. You know, when you're very concerned, you don't just tell a person, say it. You say, what exactly are you going to say? How are you exactly going to express it? You know, it's such a neurotic concern. That's somebody just says, I know one of my kids, somebody told me that may be the pshari. Ma tagidulo, wait, ma tagidulo, tagidulo, shekola savoni. When you see my beloved, tell him that I'm sick with love for him. But no, tell me exactly how you're going to say it. I want to make sure the message is conveyed. Anyway, okay, so the Umas Olam now answer back. Madu deich midoid hayofa manoshim. Why is your beloved any more than anybody else? What's so special about him? Hayofa manoshim, beautiful of the women. Madu deich midoid, what is your beloved so special? Shekochish batonu, that you make us swear. You make us bind it with a shvua that we're going to make sure to tell him he has to know Shecholas Ahava Oni. Now, L'choira B'chlal, before we even get to the Rashi, to say Shecholas Ahava Oni, L'choira, what that really means is it's a chiddush. Now, of course, Hashem knows everything, but that doesn't mean anything. We want to express it anyway, because we want to make sure that it's clear. If you really care, so you want to express it, even though I know you know it already, but I want to get it out. I want to say it directly, and I even want to say how are you going to say it, because I want to make sure the message gets there. But Shecholas Ahava Oni, because the pshat is like this: you threw me out. Remember, in the moshul, the husband threw her out. They're estranged, and she's still misbehaving because she didn't change. She didn't do tshuva. In the nimshul to the Klal Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. We were sent into Golus, and here we are still in Golus. So things haven't changed. We haven't corrected the situation completely, but we just want to know that despite the fact that we are in Golus, Cholas Ahava Oni, we're sick with that love. We crave that love to the extent that there's a certain sickness inside. I can't. And this lemaisa is the matziv of Klal Yisrael. This is the reason I believe, and we said it at the very beginning, that the Klal Yisrael is at the head of every movement to satisfy the emptiness that's within inside. Whether it's social justice movements, whether it's save the planet movements, whether it's save the whales movements, whether it's communism, whether it's socialism, whatever it may be, because we and Tzoka, the highest per, I don't know how they measure it, but according to the numbers that we have, the Jewish people are the greatest philanthropists in this country. And many times they've had that statistics. It may be to hospitals and libraries and not to Jewish things, but that need to give, that's all part of that Cholas Ahava Oni. I crave that relationship, but I don't have it, so I want to at least, either we fill it with the emptiness with pleasure, and those people that get a little smarter, they realize that the pleasure doesn't fill the emptiness, but at least I built a hospital. I built a library. People come and read and study and learn and grow. I made a park and that kids can come and play. Whatever it may be, I do. But all these things are all part of the Cholas Ahava Oni. So it's a real expression, and we want to convey that message. And the goyim are shocked. Like, what's so special that you're still Cholas Ahava? And I would dare say that part of the shock is, he threw you out of your land. You're wandering amongst all the exiles all over the world. You're exiled, and you're still Cholas Ahava. Like, this beloved must be something really special. Let's see Rashi. Kach hoyu shualin ha'umas es Yisrael. Yeah? They asked the umas es Yisrael, ma Elokeichem mikolo Elohim, shekach atem nisrofim venitzlovim olov. Aha, Very good. What is your God from all the other guys, from all the other gods, that you're burnt and hanged for him? In other words, it's not just that we say the words Chelas Ava Oni, but this Chelas Ava is expressed in action. Rabbi Akiva, a famous Gemara in Brochus, Rabbi Akiva, when they were Sirik as Gufay b'Masreka Shel Barzel, this scraping him with painful rakes and raking his, ripping the skin off his body, and it was his man Kriyashma, and he says he wants to be makabel the Malchus Shemayim. So the Talmidim ask him, Ad Kan Rabbeinu? So he says, Kol Yomai Hoyisi Mitztayer Mosa Yovoi Dover Zeli Yori Vakaimeno. He says, my whole life I had tsar. Every time I said V'ahavta, I don't know if he said maybe when he didn't say all day long, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha V'chol Nafshecha Afilu Hunoitel Es Nafshecha. The love of Hashem has to be so strong that even if right now he's taking my life, he's torturing my life, and I'm still loving him, I'm still appreciating him, I still feel that love for him. So he says, I waited my whole life to be able to express this love. It has, what's the expression? The expression is, I'm giving my life, and at the same time, I'm being makabel the Malchus Shemayim. I want to accept the responsibility to do Hashem's will, to do the mitzvahs. There's no more mitzvahs to be done. You're dying. But lamaisa, one more time to be makabel the Malchus Shemayim. And yoso nishmoso b'Hashem echod, ser echod, and his neshama left him. But atem nisrofim nitzlom, where do you get that koyach? And it wasn't only Rabbi Akiva. Porsche the Yidden gave their lives. Find in old kufas during the Crusades and during the Spanish Inquisition, and the people gave their lives not to convert. Who the famous, the most dramatic, I don't know, it's the most dramatic story I've ever read about Rav Avram ben Avram, that it was a Ger Tzedek, Pototsky his name was, I think, and in the time of the Vilna Goyen, and he was mamish. And he was Megayer, and he was a tzaddik, and they in public, you know, they held him at the stake, and they're ready to kill him, and the fires are burning, they're ready to burn him alive, I don't know, and the priest whispers into his ear, you know, you could, no, he says, refuses to give up, say that you bow down, or whatever he had to do, say, no, he won't do it, and I think they say his mother came and whispered something into him, and Shumayfin. Mamish gave his life, Al-Kiddush Hashem, just like that. Where do you get the strength? Where does this come from? So he said, that's the Cholas Avoni, that I so crave Hashem's love that it gives me the strength, that the desire for Hashem's love, or I guess not just his love, but the love that I have for him, it's mutual, love is mutual, that I'm ready to, where does it come from? Why is it so special? So then he says, Doidi Tzach Ve'odoim Dogul Mirvova. My beloved is tzach, that's pure white, he says here, ve'odom, and red, dogul mirvova, and he is he's surrounded by many, many, I don't know what they are. Tzach, doidi tzach, lovon, kimo tzachu mecholov, tzachu mecholov. He's white. Ve'odom, eforish tekhila ekole inya fibshuta. Oh, he's going to explain it first of fibshuta, and then he's going to explain the moshel. So let's see what he says. Bikilus noi bochur. This is like the praise of a handsome, the handsomeness of a young man. Kishuhu lovon uponov ad moinis. He's white. I don't know what that means. And his face is red. I guess that's
like
what? Oh, that's it. I guess that's it. That's real. That's what real beauty is. That's what real beauty is. Beautiful, a handsome young man. His face is white as opposed to black. I don't know. And his face is red. Okay. Dogu mervovo. Nidgam b'chayol esharbi. He's surrounded from Loshen Egol, from a circle, by many armies. Rabbi Mchayol Yosef, he has many armies. Revova is Harbe Kruyan Revova. Many Revovas are called one Revova. So it's my tens of thousands. Shinem Revova Kitzema Chasodot Nesatich. Okay, so this is what he is. So he's handsome. Okay, and he's surrounded by armies. Roshay Kesem Poz. His head is like gold.
White.
Kivutzoysev Taltali, what?
Is the idea of the white that, like, he's not fields working, he's royalty. He didn't have to go out and work.
So I don't know, maybe. To me, white means pale. I don't think that's so. I don't know. Maybe. Come on, a good sunburn. These guys came back from Florida. They were showing off their sunburn, you know.
That's a thing.
I think they weren't even outside. They were putting on things just to make it look that way. But anyway, I don't know. I don't think that. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Rosh HaKesem pause. His head is like fine gold. Kifutsos of Taltalim. Like he has hair locks hanging. He has long, long curls. Shchoyreis Koyreiv. They're black like a raven. What's that all about? Roishoy mavi kekesem poz. His head shines like gold shines. Kesem huloshen segulas melochim. Kesem refers to the treasures of kings. Sheitz from beveskin same that they hide and that they store in their storehouses. V'chein yishne hakesem hatoiv. Yishne, yeah, that's a nun. Yeah, okay. Okay, whatever. V'chein v'kesem amarti v'avtir. So it's some this special gold. V'chein v'chali kesem. Okay, we're talking about gold. Kusos of taltalim, loshon tluyim, they're hanging. Okay, so I guess hanging hair locks is, I don't know if he's referring to payas. Hanging hair locks must be a sign of beauty.
I think back in the day, men used to have long hair.
Yeah, men used to have long hair. Okay, maybe we should reinstitute long the hair. Custom. Huh? Yeah. Oh yeah, like that, you know, down to here, right. Down, you know, nice. Sounds like I don't know what it means. Okay, next, yeah. These are all things of good looking for a bochor. Okay, so this is also good. Because my bochor, my chosun, my husband, he's very good looking. It's very interesting. Like that's the. I mean, what's she looking for him? Why is she so good looking? He's so handsome. There must hopefully there's something else he has too besides just good looks. Let's see. Einov kiyonim afikemoim or vaita. Einov, his eyes are like water, like bodies of water. Nois mekeine yonim. They're beautiful like the eyes of doves. Afikemoim arevim lamare. These brooks of water are beautiful to look at. The habachurim yoytzim shom loshut, and they go out to swim. V'chein mekales hamisherer einei doidi. So he's mekales the lies of my beloved. Kishu mabit alafi kemoyim demes lenoi einei lenoi. When he looks upon the water, they resemble the eyes, the beauty of the eyes of doves. His eyes shine. I don't know what that means. Maybe he looks out on the water and see a reflection. Maybe okay. Roy Chatzois, Einei Doidi B'cholov. Like eyes, as if they were they're so white. I guess white is beautiful. They're white as if they were washed in milk. Yoshua Samileis, Kol Zelosh Noi. All this is Lashonis are beautiful. Loi Boiltis, Yosemidai. The eyes don't stick out more than the Rhinom of Loi Shokas and are deeply, sunken in. Elo Yeshua Salmileis, Guma Shalahem. They're sitting in their socket and the eyes are every detail of the body. Rabbeinu, do you ever see such a thing? Okay, he's beautiful, he's handsome. What more do you want? No, you know, his eyes, they shine and they're exactly perfect. I mean, yeah, people talk like this sometimes, you know, they describe and every detail and every little thing. And this is okay, let's see where this leads us. Okay. Anything that's made to fill a socket, which is made as a place of setting, okay. So I don't know what he didn't tell. What about hadugma? What does he want? What is this about hadugma? For Indian, the fiadugma. Oh no, the fiadugma. He's right explaining this, that it's like there was a socket and the settings are put in properly into the socket. I don't know. Okay, one more. Let's say where he's going to have to give us the nimshel so far. What? Til tesvav. Oiva, voili. We don't have time.
We got 7 minutes.
What?
We got plenty of time.
And then he starts back at the beginning.
Let's go. Yud Gimel. L'choyev karugas habosim. His cheeks are like a row of spice. Arugas habosim asher shom beoisom arugas gidule merkochim. That's in those rows of spice they grow all types of perfumes, beautiful aromas. I don't know. Gidules merkochim, like a migdal, like a tower of different types of perfumes. Migdolei shomer kochim gedulei besomim shemefatmim oisom maaseh rokeach, that they pound them. So I guess they have they're different element, different, what's the word, different,
become fine.
What?
Become fine?
Ooh. They pound them to fine spices. Okay, also, I guess, okay. We got to go fast. His hands are like rolls of gold. Tarshish, that are studded with precious gems. May of Eshes Shein, his intestines or whatever, they like ivory, he says. Mulepes sapirim, and they're covered with sapphires.
How would he know what his intestines look like?
I don't know, his innards. You see inside. When there's love, you see inside the person. You see right through. You imagine when you see such external beauty, you imagine the internal beauty is also like that. I don't know. I want to... Can we skip maybe to the... Because I'm afraid we're just going to leave it at this. Which pasuk does...
The Tezayin. After Tezayin restarts from the beginning. After Tezayin goes back.
That's really long.
No, because we have to stop. All right, so all we're doing is learning about.
Well, you could say, you know, in order to go into such detail, it shows, you know.
The what?
The fact that we're going into such detail.
Whatever the marshal is going to be, it's not my love affair with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just I love him. He's wonderful. He's good. This every detail, and that's taka the way you start. You appreciate if love is appreciating the qualities. So you have to focus on all the qualities in the nth degree of detail. This, the eyes, and in the kishkis. Get inside also. The inside is also beautiful. In other words, to appreciate, I just don't want to leave without a nimshel. To appreciate, to really develop a love of Hashem, the only way is really to focus on every detail of what he does. Why to love him. All of his greatness. The marshal, we say every day, we do it every day, but we make brichas hashachar. That's intelligence. Shlosani goy. Got to think about it. You know, what if I would have been a goy? And some people would relish the thought. But Shlosani oved. I wonder whether that refers to you in Mitzrayim. What if we're still in Mitzrayim as Avodim? Shlosani isha. Go try it. Let's see you be pregnant and give birth to a kid. Well, out of your mind. Pekeach ivrim. He opens the eyes of the blind. That means every single day. I'm not blind. Well, I don't know. But every single day he opens the eyes. If he didn't open my eyes, I'd be blind. Malbish harum. If he didn't give me clothing, I'd be naked. Matir asurim. If he didn't help me, I wouldn't be able to sit up on the bed. That's what the Gemara says. Matir asurim. I'm bound to the bed. Now I can sit up. Zekif kefufim. I can stand up. There were times I know when I had such excruciating lower back pain, I couldn't sit up on the bed and I couldn't stand up. So it's every day he does it for us. All the chesed. Look what he does. What do you mean?
Why is the mashal then looking at his beauty as opposed to like the things he's done?
Maybe that's what we have to see how he says that could be. That's the beauty. What he does.
No, but you said that his eyes.
The mashal. Well, the mashal. No, because look, if you look ahead
thought,
at the Rashi,
I thought that was the point that like it was showing important. There was such an infatuation that it must be that he's so amazing.
Yeah, look at this. It is what he's done. He loves Lovon lahal bin avinoisai. He's white. What does it mean, white? He makes my sins white. Atzach for Lovon kishinera besinai. When he appeared, it's talking about his actions. But the Moshe, what?
You have to wait around. Well, you have to come back next week, John.
When you make it white, you make it clean. You remove them.